Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Interesting reading these psukim as a new grandfather for the first time, and talking about grandfathers and relating to grandchildren. Before I talk about Yaakov and Ephraim Menashe, I was just thinking, some of you learn with me that beautiful Rav Huttner, the Pasuk says in Hosea, in Kafiru Rubo Torati Kedzarim Nechshavu, that if the entire Torah, I mean Torah Shabbat Baal Peh, as well as Torah Shebichtav, had been written down, then people would have translated the Torah Shebichtav, and that would have created some zarut. Many of you, I learned this ma'amar with them. What does it mean? That we know one of the things that we are remembering today is the writing down of the Torah Shebichtav, into Greek, the translating into Greek in the Septuagint. And that created some aspect of strangeness. What was the strangeness? So positive strangeness was that other people can come and say, hey, we're the true Jews, we're the real people. Look, we have the Tanakh, so we're really, that's exactly what the Christians did. And I was thinking about that, there's a phenomenon today called As a Jew. Have you guys heard of this phenomenon? It might be for older people. Or as a Jew, you ever heard of this? As a Jews? So as a Jew is a person who gets up and laments something about the Jewish community, and he starts out by saying, as a Jew, I don't like this going on, or I don't like that going on. It has very little to do with his Judaism, or if the person's really very connected to Judaism, as it were. There are even people, I think, converting into Judaism so that they can say, as a Jew, I'm against what the state of Israel is doing. I mean, people who really convert for that purpose alone. It's a strange world we're living in. And the strangeness is partially that people can come in and kind of like break things up. We're too part of that, so like we don't agree with you. We're going to split from you, and we're going to be different from you, and we're going to break off from you. And that's what I was thinking about these two kings. Yaakov Avinu comes, or Yosef comes, he brings Ephraim Menashe, and he puts him in front of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu crosses hands. We all know the story. He crosses hands. He puts his right hand on the younger, his left hand on the older. And Yosef is behelon. Yosef is in shock. What are you doing? V'yomer Yosef Aviv lo chen avi. That's not right. Ki zeh b'chor sim yimincha al rosho. Switch your hands. And Yaakov answers, no. I know the younger will be greater than the older, so it's okay. But here's the next pasuk, I think, is very, very, very important. Like, haven't we learned the lesson yet? Like, Avraham Avinu has Ishmael. It didn't really work out so well. There's a split and different groups. And Yitzchak Avinu, and he has Esav, and all the issues there with the family issues, and we have a split. And Yaakov Avinu, who was raising Yosef up, and that caused a difficulty with the brothers, and that caused all the calamity, and all the pain, and all the suffering, right? Haven't we learned the lesson yet? It's like Yosef saying to his father, like, what are you doing? You're confusing things. And now listen to the next pasuk. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. If you remember, when Yaakov Avinu goes to Yitzchak, hidden, dressed up as Esav, and Yitzchak gives him a bracha, and Esav comes back, and Esav is just crushed, and says, "Don't you have a bracha for me too, Abba?" Look what Yaakov does here. V'yivarchem b'yom ha'hu le'mor. He blesses them b'yachad, Ephraim Menashe, together. Yaakov does seem to learn this lesson that what's critical is achdut ha'am. There has to be some sort of feeling of oneness. And Yaakov Avinu is the one. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Hashem Echad. It's Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, who we say on our lips. We remember every time we say Shema, because we're one people, because Yaakov Avinu learned that lesson and passed that lesson on. The idea of translating the Tanakh doesn't seem like such a big deal until a bunch of people start saying, we're Jews, you're not Jews, and creates a period in the Am. There's probably nothing more important in a family than Achdut, than feeling like you're part of the same thing. And families have all kinds of issues. Every family is different, you know. And we could quote Anna Karenina, but every family has its difficulties. We know that. But here, I think that the Yaakov Avinu and Yosef was like appeased by this. Yaakov Avinu says, no, I understand. We have to give them a bracha together. Achdut Am is critical. Disagree, you can fight. Sometimes the fight can be very difficult, but it's critical that we all be one nation.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support, and thank you for learning with us.